This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Brittany Griner freed.
The U.S. agrees to send back the so-called merchant of death.
Surge in hospitalizations.
We've never seen it this bad.
Gunfire near power station.
Using what appeared to be a long gun.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. There's breaking news, word of a U.S. prisoner swap with Russia that will free American basketball star Brittany Griner. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
It's a one-for-one swap. Brittany Griner comes home in exchange for the release of convicted Russian arms dealer Victor Boot. Notably, the deal does not involve retired Marine Paul Whelan, who's about to mark his fourth full year in Russian custody. Brittany Griner was arrested in February for having a small amount of cannabis oil in her luggage. For that, she was sentenced to 9 years in prison and most recently held in a Soviet-era penal colony for conspiring to sell weapons that would have been used against American drug agents in Colombia. Victor Boot was sentenced to spend 25 years in a U.S. prison.
A triple threat of illnesses is putting millions of us at risk. COVID hospitalizations are up more than 20% over the past week. Flu cases are spiking, and cases of RSV are also rising fast. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
Here at the Mass General Hospital for Children in Boston, the pediatric ICU is at 100% capacity, and most of the patients here are on oxygen or ventilators.
This past year has been unlike any other years in the past, with RSV season starting much earlier.
RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus, is surging along with the flu and COVID-19 infections nationwide. Megan's 10-week-old son, Jack, has been hospitalized with RSV for nearly a week after he began having trouble breathing.
It's really scary as a parent to see that happening to your baby.
It's the worst flu season in more than a decade, coming as COVID cases are again on the rise.
The ER is inundated with cases, and people are being hospitalized.
In Los Angeles County, COVID cases have soared 75% in just the last week. Douglas Chiriboga is a family medicine doctor, and he says the implications are clear.
Should there be another mandate in L.A. County?
I think there should be, and I think eventually we're going to have that mass mandate.
Doctors say all three of the now prevalent viral infections sweeping the country could be slowed by mask wearing.
The power is back on in Moore County, North Carolina, after last weekend's gun attack at two substations. As CBS's Nicole Skanga tells us, the utility reports something similar nearly happened yesterday at an installation in South Carolina.
The individual pulled up in a truck before opening fire. Fire using what appeared to be a long gun. Several Duke Energy employees witnessed the event. No one was injured.
CBS News has learned of new online chatter from extremist groups advocating for power attacks in major cities. There's word lawyers for former President Trump found something in a Florida storage unit that will be of interest to federal investigators. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
A U.S. official confirms to CBS News Trump's lawyers have notified the FBI they found yet another set of potentially sensitive documents. This time inside a storage facility in West Palm Beach, Florida. The official confirms inside a sealed box there were two documents with classified markings that have been turned over to the FBI in the time since. The Justice Department is currently investigating Trump for possibly mishandling thousands of government records, including more than 300 documents marked classified, found at his Mar-a-Lago resort. But this latest revelation is an indication that sensitive documents might have been held or might still be on site at other locations.
Peru's vice president is now leading that country after the arrest of President Pedro Castillo, hours after he moved to try to dissolve Congress before a scheduled impeachment vote. Hundreds of journalists and other employees at the New York Times began a 24-hour walkout today. Newsroom employees and other members of the News Guild of New York say they're fed up with bargaining that has dragged on since their last contract expired in March 2021.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? like every single time you look at your bank account, honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The former number two man at Theranos has been sentenced to 13 years in prison for his role in the failed company's blood testing hoax. Ramesh Balwani's sentence is 2 years longer than the 11 years for founder and CEO Elizabeth Holmes. New twist in the Idaho college murder mystery. CBS's Matt Piper.
The Moscow, Idaho Police Department says it's now looking for a white Hyundai Elantra from the year 2011, 12, or 13. But the department says it has an unknown license plate. Detectives believe whoever was inside the car may have critical information to share regarding the murders from November 13th.
At the trial of a former Border Patrol agent accused of killing four sex workers, his attorney claimed he suffered post-traumatic stress from his time in the military.
We put on the best case we can, and then we live with the results.
Well, now 39-year-old Juan Ortiz, who confessed to the killings, has been convicted of capital murder. Jurors heard recordings of him telling investigators he was trying to clean up the streets in South Texas. He faces life in prison without parole. Texas is the latest state to ban TikTok from state-owned devices. Maryland and South Dakota, the others. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott citing security concerns about the Chinese-owned app. Concerns that have been expressed by FBI Director Chris Wray.
They also have the ability to collect data through it on users, which can be used for traditional espionage operations.
A pair of new lawsuits from Indiana claim TikTok has made false claims about the app's safety for children. AAA says the price of gasoline is now about where it was 1 year ago. It's actually a penny less, with the nationwide average for a gallon of regular at $3.33. Power is everything when it comes to electric vehicles, as we hear in the latest installment of our series.
All 50 states have received final federal approval to start construction on a nationwide network of EV charging stations along interstate highways. How fast are things moving? Sylvia Garcia, director of the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity.
We're putting out a request for information from charging suppliers to let us know kind of who's interested, what that looks like. Then we'll start breaking ground. So it's over a five-year period.
For charging stations to this point, Guidehouse Insights e-mobility analyst Sam Abulah-Samet points out maintenance has been an issue. So has location.
These usually have little or no signage, no lighting.
Casey Boyce with Escalent Research stresses.
Charge companies, those networks, and the utilities really need to be thinking about how do they make it feel safe.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
A man who helped kids learn through music and animation has died.
George Newell was an ad executive when he came up with the idea to help kids learn through music.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
He co-created the musical Schoolhouse Rock after expressing frustration. His young sons couldn't multiply, but had no problem singing along with Jimi Hendrix and the Rolling Stones. The program ran on ABC from 1973 to 1984. It was revived in the 90s. George Newell was 88 years old and the last living founding member of the series. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Something new on TV today. Netflix is dropping the first three episodes of the series called Harry and Meghan. It's about the prince and his wife and their estrangement from Britain's royal family. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.